Year 813, week 27, Mira, 11 years old. Heron says that journaling will help me deal with all that has happened. I don't know why he thinks that more writing will help. I am so tired of writing. Year 815, week 34, Adira, 13 years old. I had another night terror. I won't tell Heron this time. He thinks I've been doing so well. I don't want him to know that I still think about it, about the incident and all that came before it. I believe I will never be free from the memories. I am forever tainted, a stained garment with no hope of being washed clean. Year 819, week 68, Adira, 17 years old. Rowan Cove, the Duke of Valashire, asked for my hand in the drawing room today. I could not meet his eyes. I could only stare into the ones of the little girl in the portrait above the hearth. It has been 7 years, but time has frozen like the lily pond in winter. I am forever the girl in the painting, screaming and screaming, yet not making a sound. Year 822, week 33, Avisa, 20 years old. Heron is gone. Even as I write the words, I cannot comprehend them. They exist outside of my understanding, for I have never known a world without him in it. My every breath is a blade soaring through my chest. I want to die. I want to die. I want to die. I want... Crossed out. I will live for him. I will walk through this pain with grief as my only friend because my best friend was stolen from me. And I will find out who did this to him. They shall meet death by my hand. In their final moments may they rue the day they spilled Galixi blood.